The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's calling me, man. Hello. Long message, just pay my bill yesterday. What y'all doing, man?
You still have an active balance of $500. You only put 20 yesterday.
I bet he would.
You would like to know is everything okay inside the house? Because we noticed that only about 2 ounces of water was used last night. So we would like to know if you...
Miss, the weather changed. Around this time, we don't waste water.
Okay. So you're saying that you didn't bathe last night? That's what you're saying?
Miss, bye. I got a head out.
Okay, thank you for choosing water and sewage. Make sure
you pay
your bill, you nasty
self. Well, mate, coming home. Big jacket, long sleeve, all type of socks. And in bed, boy, you're loose. Hi.
Many people lay in bed last night. Many people lay in bed last night. Many people lay in bed last night. Wipe off season, morning and night. Many people lay in bed last night. Plenty people in bed last night.
In bed?
Plenty people in bed last night. Elbow, ankle, and foot and wife.
Well, according to the climate, the weather was changing, so something was about to come. It was breezy and it raining off and on, and it appears that this a cold front. It's cold coming. Now, around this time, ACR, people driving in, making too much stuff. But when you see they get home, shoes they kick off, inside the bed, couple up.
Oh my god, it's cold.
Long sleeve, 2 socks, and big jacket. Some people when they go to their bed, big quilt and tree blanket. Now this place is be dead hot every day, so the cold, yes, it's a must. But if you hear Bohemian bragging, say they bed,
them words you can't trust.
Yeah, they lie.
Plenty people in bed last night.
Hey, you bed?
Plenty people in bed last night. Plenty people in bed last night. Ankle and foot and mouth dead white. Plenty people in bed last night.
Hey, you bet.
Plenty people in bed last night. I say plenty people in bed last night. Wipe off season morning and night.
I'm talking millions of gallons of water ain't got yours. But the cold though, woo.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk. It is Monday, the 2nd of February, 2026, and you are on the clock with It's Our Anniversary Green. Today marks the 5th anniversary of On the Clock, On the Air, and we are excited to be here. You can hear it in my voice all morning. I'm just very excited. So, first of all, we started the show with a song by Solo Maid. Solo Maid is like our own version of Al Yankovic, who used to remake the songs, all the popular songs. Solo Maid is our guy. This guy is so super talented, and guess what? I guess, you know, I smile about it. This boy is a gospel artist, you know. With all of the talent and creativity he has, he committed himself to God and furthering the message of Christ. I love that about him. I love that about him. But the song itself, right, is a moment of critical interrogation, because I think it's so cute and I love it. It's too cold to bathe. We know you ain't bathed today. But then I realize, you know, that's a critical discussion on race and class in the Bahamas. Who can bathe and who cannot bathe, right? Who can bathe in hot water? Who has the choice of showering or bathing? Who could bathe without having to tote water? And who could bathe without having to boil the pot on the stove, right? And so I wanted to play the song this morning because it's cold. It's so cold. It's the kind of cold I dislike. I've lived in England. I've been skiing in the Alps. I don't like this cold at all. It gets into my bones. But psychologically, it's discomforting. Right, because we in the tropics, we in the Bahamas, we sand and sea, but it's icy. The snow is, it's like snowy and icy. I cannot, you know what I don't like? I don't like snow. I don't like sleet. I don't like hail. But most of all, I don't like ice. I do not like ice. I want to ask, which immigration officers let all this ice in the country? And could we have a policy? Could we have a policy that no ICE or agents of ICE, that's how they do it in the legal terminology, no ICE or agents of ICE should be allowed in the country at any time? Could we do that? Like, all ICE has to be domestically produced. Could we do that? I just wonder. In fact, Minister of Foreign Affairs, could you call our neighbors to the north and ask them if we're allowed to do that? If we're allowed to create a policy that says no ICE or agents of ICE allowed in the Bahamas, because we are the Bahamas, the home of sun, sand, and sea. We don't like ICE. At least I don't like ICE. Many people do. I don't understand why. I don't like it. Sometimes I don't even like it in my drink. I do not like ICE. And this is the first time I felt comfortable enough to say it out loud, you know, with all the things going on in the world. I hate ICE. So cold. So disregarding of feelings and lived experiences. Anyway, that's my little rant this morning. We're going to get back into the weather because we are still walking in a winter wonderland. A couple of housekeeping notes. Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will competition continues, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago, their parents and guardians. It's something that you may have to do with your young people. It's a great competition. There are cash prizes and surprises, right? Two pieces of information needed. The government recording record of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Also, we're continuing the T-shirt and magazine recycle drive, the recycling drive. We continue that. Thank you to everyone who has donated already. Also, Equality Bahamas' Developing Feminist Standards for Governance workshops continue this Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2026, at 6 p.m., NAGB, National Art Gallery. The theme for that workshop is education. On Saturday, the 7th of February, 2026, Saturday, the 7th of February, 2026, the theme is governance, and the workshop will be held at Ponciana Paper Press. That's Ponciana Paper Press, 11 a.m. Four candidates for people interested in politics and policy making, people who are part of constituency teams that do walkabouts with prospective candidates, right? With candidates and prospective MPs. This is a great training opportunity, an opportunity to develop your ideas. You can take your concern straight to a policy strategy. Please take advantage of the opportunity. Again, Equality Bahamas and their Developing Feminist Standards for Governance workshops. So here's what I have on the table for today. Walking in a winter wonderland, goes Jim loses roof. And I think perhaps the most interesting tidbit outside of that snapshot, the video, I mean, I just saw a picture of a small cube or note with Bahamian plates covered in snow. Producer, you saw that? You saw the video? You saw the picture of the car covered in snow? Somebody out here AI-ing, somebody sent a picture. It was a relatively convincing picture of a Bahamian car with Bahamian plates and the whole yard covered in snow. I don't think that happened. If it had happened, we would have seen news reports and images all over the place. But it felt that cold. I saw a weather snapshot from Saturday night into Sunday morning. Grand Bahama, it was 48 degrees at that moment, but it felt like 24 degrees. 24 degrees is below where ice melts, right? Like, that's getting too cold for it to snow. That is amazing. The Northern Territory, so our Abaco, Bimini, the Abacos, Bimini, Berry Islands, Grand Bahama, experienced, I think, the most extreme of the low temperatures. But I learned on Sunday morning that at our lowest temps in Grand Bahama and New Providence, there was only a 4 to 10 degree difference between temperatures in northern England and London. This is not normal weather, people. And I see a lot of people talking and sort of cracking jokes like, oh, you guys are just not prepared for the cold. Oh, you have thin blood. Let me tell y'all something. It's obvious that y'all spend a lot of time in cold climates. To the people who have never left the Bahamas, this is extreme and severe weather. For people who have never experienced this type of cold, this is severe and extreme weather. And I wonder if we didn't see a proper response to the forecast because the people responsible don't perceive the crisis. Right? They don't perceive it because they be all over the world in cold weather. Man, Carlo, you could have called right back. We was right coming to you. Anyway, call back. The number's to call 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll free for Family Island listeners. I saw a comment, just one comment over the weekend, said, while we in New Providence were experiencing our power outage, the people in Inagua were also experiencing a power outage. So I think it's important for us to understand, let's prep the caller, producer caller, I'm coming to you right now, for us to understand that this is a crisis for many people. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Boy, there's some cold weather last night, eh?
It was horrible.
Mom, Miss Green, I am 100% sure, 75% of the Black Bahamians ain't bed this morning.
Listen, are you...
They all went bed last night, and they ain't bed this morning. But I found a perfect way to beat this weather when you're bathing. What you do is you cut the shower on and leave the boiler running hot until it's full up.
Steam up the bathroom.
Carry all your clothes in the bathroom with you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you put on your clothes. If you use that method, I guarantee you're in bed this morning.
You miss out the actually getting in the shower part.
Oh, yeah.
You don't skip that part. But we are privileged, Uncle. It is a privilege. See, that's the thing there. It is a privilege to be able to do that. And that's what I was pointing out, right? That, yeah, a lot of people didn't bathe this morning because a lot of people don't have the privileges that many of us have, which is to know that we could take a hot shower every day at any time of the day.
I think people just nasty.
Mind, I get it.
Guess what? It was cold for 5 days. Some people didn't bathe for 3 out of 5 days.
I got you. Let me go to another phone line. Because I try and have a critical discussion on class in the Bahamas. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Oh, man. Caller, call back. Try 323-6232. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You stand to be corrected.
Let me know.
1977, Grand Bahama, 35 degrees.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't get to the low yet, but you're right. This is not the coldest that it has been.
Yeah. Eh? But see, the problem here is just seeing the weather we want.
Exactly.
Okay? But this is normal. Now, all last year, you know, all the talk about, you know, climate change and how the earth is warming up.
Mm-hmm.
And now things all of a sudden have gone in another direction.
Not for long. I can explain it to you in a second, but not for long. Yes, sir.
Hey, even Greenland is now becoming Iceland.
That's something, eh? It is definitely becoming Iceland.
Oh, Iceland, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Thank you.
I was in Lancaster last week, and it never got about like 18, right?
Yeah.
But when I came home this weekend.
Yeah, it was colder.
It was colder.
I'm telling you. And I blame you. I blame you. I don't know what deal you made with them. If you tell them, when I come here, y'all make it warm, I'll take the cold back home with me. Did you tell them that?
No. Hey. But our business still walk around a t-shirt.
Yeah, they enjoying themselves. And for that, we are grateful. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Man, listen, you know, in Ukraine, this cold weather is being used as a weapon of war.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very, very sad and sorry for people who have to live through this, man. That, you know, this, because I don't know what happened, so I could really tell you how much I feel so sad. I bet my daughter that I would go outside. Well, I said, now, what you going to do when it comes to doing chores around the house, if I were to go outside for 5 minutes, butt naked in this cold weather, when it dropped to 55 degrees, it was around 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, I'll clean the bath. She gave me a list of things that she would do if I could last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I lost that bet.
Yeah, it was that cold.
It's like the cold goes through you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And grabs you.
Yeah.
And you just could then have appreciation for how big and how smart God is.
That's something, eh?
Yeah, we need to appreciate the fact that God is, and that's it.
I got you.
All right.
Thank you. Blessings. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Aaron.
Yes, yes.
This is to show you that this is the time for the Lord, for people to acknowledge that the Lord is soon to come.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And I'm 60, I almost 70.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been hearing with the Lord coming from our child.
Yes, sir.
So the time changes now, and the cold is coming closer to the tropical than it ever been before.
I hear you.
People must be mindful of the Lord
mm-hmm.
each day that he allow them to live and have life
Thank
and
you.
More abundantly.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that word. You
okay.
know, when I hear that people say, oh, Jesus is coming soon, time is near, and I think every day is an opportunity to meet Christ, and every day is an opportunity to strengthen your faith. Like, every day. And so I like that, right? Like, we're waiting for it, but understand that every day is an opportunity. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, today is your anniversary.
Yes, fifth anniversary on the clock.
Six years already.
Five
years.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I remember when you first come on the first week.
Yes.
Everybody's
sir.
Like freaking out. Where Dwight Graham with her? We're talking about this lesbian woman on the radio and thing. All the Christian people freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But after they see how intelligent you is and how well researched you are, that sense of humor you have, now everybody love you. You have one of the highest ratings on the station.
Yes.
Congratulations, man. I'm looking forward for 5 more years. I was calling you from day one.
Thank you. Yes, you were.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
And listen, I'm picking sports back up.
All right, hey, get on Fridays, man. Hey, and where your boy, man?
Eric, he coming.
Yeah, man, Eric, he's up beating there, going missing, and Uncle Stanley Mitchell and things, man. You better bring them back on Fridays, man.
I'm bringing them back. Don't watch nothing.
Okay.
They coming back.
All right, we miss it, man. We miss it.
Absolutely. I miss it, too.
All right. Enjoy your anniversary day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Blessings. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to us.
Blessings.
Yes, sir. Do you realize that you asked yourself the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
On who's making a large sum of money, right? When a publicly owned company, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a government owned company or entity is sold to a private entity, who immediately sell it for at a large profit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that's right?
Of course not.
Right, so therefore, right,
mm-hmm.
when we look at our corporations, who our governments are selling, right,
mm-hmm.
and which our governments are selling, you know there's a large profit being made on that. You remember when they say Pike sold some stuff the other day, right, in the U.S., right?
Yes, yes.
Right.
They entered into an agreement to change the nature of the ownership of the entity, yeah.
Right, so that's the money-making. See, Ms. Fain, when this thing about GP, with the government, Grand Bahama Power Company and the like, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to ask ourselves, not transparency in it. Why are we selling these things? You see, there's a thing called shareholders.
Yeah.
Right? That's still privatization, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's private shareholders. That's the big shareholders where they make even more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we need a government-owned entity where this is non-profit. And these particular utilities. And the government needs to subsidize the private sectors in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
me?
Pacific areas needs to stay government-owned. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So these power companies, you remember, we can't follow other corrupt governments and say it's okay because they're doing it. You notice the UK right now is getting away from all that Margaret Thatcher thing they've been doing in the 90s. Then we waste our stuff.
I hear you.
Thank you. So we ain't got to do the corrupt thing, or not the corrupt, or that bad policy that they've been doing.
Yeah, let's call it.
They did it.
Let's call
Thank
it a
you.
Bad policy. And I don't understand why the nature of the term, right, the terms and the nature of the contract didn't change, because that point was raised a multitude of times in the conversation about BTC, right? You sell it to a corporation who then turns around and sells it to another corporation. I'm thinking about the story about the 7,700 acres of land, and it appears as if the government found out about the transfer of the ownership of the land through a talk show, where, right? Like, because it didn't appear as if they were aware that an entity owned 7,700 acres of Bahamian land across islands, and that entity entered into a new contractual relationship or agreement where the ownership of the acres, the nature of the ownership changed, right? And it appeared as if the government wasn't aware. So we faced this multiple times in our modern history, and it doesn't appear as if anything has changed from a policy perspective. Well, let's go.
Ms. Green, they're not even doing the privatization right. They trying to privatize it with all type of entities to say some Bahamians own some. You know what I mean? No
cohesion
even in that. That's a bunch of foolishness.
I got you.
Besides, they shouldn't even be privatizing it. Thank you, Ma.
I agree with you, and I disagree with the privatization of essential local services. Well, we're going to come to the next two callers. I was going to say the only things I could think of colder than the weather this weekend was the PM looking at the nurses. I doubt he looked right in their faces and said he's disappointed that they called in sick, right? Or is it this statement that purportedly came from Bahama Grid Company, but when I went to Bahama Grid Company's social media platform, there were no posts for 2026 there, right? Saying that they were unable to access the control center, right, with BPL. I don't know if that's the coldest, or this PLP ratifies final 13 candidates. I don't know what is the coldest thing that happened this weekend. But let's go to the phone line before we transition to another story. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Boy, all the callers making some good points.
Yes, morning. Yes.
You know, and even I can tell you where I. I remember the Saudi Arabia said they don't want the British petroleum, like BC and all the thing in England.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought it back, right? And guess what? They had to pay to get them paid back 4 or 5 times the amount.
The value, yeah.
The value. I don't know what's wrong with our politicians. And most our politicians say they're smart and they're liars. And we got $18 billion worth of debt. My country and my train got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see where our money going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I think it's a more school last time around. See, being again a blessing to know. God don't place that. All the wrongs they're doing, they're looking at the Bahamians and doing all kind of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the foreigners or the own people. I don't know. I don't. Heaven, what's wrong with our people, man?
I tell you what, we are in crisis individually and collectively. The type of crisis that keeps the ordinary man focus on pushing forward. They can't think
Aaron,
critically.
Let me share something with you, Liz. You know,
mm-hmm.
I speak to GNN. Right, you know, mm-hmm. but I got a couple of chat groups, and they just educate one another. I know what GNN told me. Yes, I think my power being up 15 hours where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what BPC. Evan, what do we need to start doing in this country? We need a network. Me, you, Graham, Treffy, Dello. We need to start suing these corporations.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start suing them now. The weather's bad. That ain't nothing to do with me.
We need to use whatever legal mechanism is available to pressure them to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 4 or 500 of us go and put a suit. they got to do it. Care the Bahamas, the same thing with them. Mm-hmm. Water and sewer, the same thing with them. See? Those days are gone. See, being, see, I ain't scared of no politician. I respect some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the part I always tell them, they are the same. They don't get this. See, they definitely they ain't getting this.
Mm-hmm.
See, they get away on this country because things are positive. See, I can't blame the nurses. You know, when people work, you pay people their money, man.
Yeah, and it's nurses.
You pay people their money.
It's healthcare.
Healthcare, and they need that. See, Belinda Wilson and Kingsley Ferguson, we go together. I hope you all seeing what needs to be done. Talking will get nothing done in this country, man. Shut the country down, some bad things up half. See, these people, see, the politicians here in the country know all we do is talk, talk, talk. We ain't going to burn down our place, you know. Don't mm-hmm. pick up the garbage. Don't send a show in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rule?
And hold on, a wonderful suggestion over the weekend. The unions come together, right, to support mm-hmm. the nurses' union. Let all the nurses go to work and all the other unions in the umbrella strike.
That's right, Aaron. That's what you see. We need to do these things.
Yeah.
No car come from the airport. No, none go over the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
None go on Levicky and Albany. Stop coming.
And what the police could do. I mean,
nothing.
I'm not calling for any type of civil disobedience, right?
No, that's, yeah.
But the police have already stopped enforcing traffic controls.
Long time.
All they're doing is collecting tax on behalf of the Ministry of Transport. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing nothing other than that.
And beating my BME people.
Listen.
Beating my BME people, man. Time to take my call, listen.
Mashing the young people down.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the commentary does not discount that there are young people and older people that are committed to moving outside of the law, you know. But we don't ever expect the police to commit to moving outside of the law. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
How you doing?
I support a general strike wholeheartedly. We overdue for one. So we could recalibrate and get this country on track, because it seems as if that the politicians have lost their way. But Aaron, I would really like to hear your insight on classism. You know, that's a very important discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you intend to take it, because I happened to call, you know, a show last week, and I asked what I thought was a legitimate question, and I got insulted, but you know, nothing I can do. But I'll ask you the question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at our historians today,
mm-hmm.
they all appear to be radical, leftist people who just want to eradicate everything pertaining to our history in respect to our colonial masters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had Chris Davis on, and he was advocating now to have the Stafford Sands removed from the money, even though we still use his model. And some believe that history, the correct history, would have started in 1967. In the Bahamas. It seems that way, because when you want to remove Queen Victoria, you want to remove Christopher Columbus, when you want to remove everybody now, the Stafford Sands, it speaks a lot about your psyche and what you... I mean, when you look at heritage tourism, heritage, for example, Aaron, that's a multi-billion dollar industry.
But Duncombe, hold on, Duncombe, you ever drive past one of the Surreys? You ever drive past one of the horse and buggy and listen to what the buggy riding telling them?
Yes,
you ever listen to what the taxi drivers be telling them on the tours? They know heritage. They tell them anything.
Yes, I agree with that, Aaron.
So,
I fully agree with that.
I think I know. I'm agreeing with you, right? We should not erase, right? It is. I think the strategy of removing entirely and eradicating symbols has arisen from a space where people can't seem to we can't seem to get people to see the importance and the urgency of changing the conversation. The Christopher Columbus statue could stay there if we tell the story correctly. But the Surrey, look here, if you hear the foolishness these people be telling the tourists, right? Even
I support you fully. And not only would they say, Aaron, you have people who in the culinary industry who believe that tourists know the difference between good food and bad food.
Mm-hmm.
They really believe that.
Not just that.
No matter where I travel in the world, Aaron, I know a good taste from a bad taste. I don't know what these people be thinking, right? But my thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
Heritage tourism is a multi-billion, soon to be trillion-dollar industry. We travel all over the world to experience our history and culture, you know.
Yeah. And we're not doing...
Our own, they want to eradicate it.
Well, it's two sides of the coin. See, because the story that's being told now is an erasure and eradication of true history, right? And so I feel you. I don't think the proper response is to also eradicate. So the proper response is to keep the monuments, but tell the story properly and accurately. I think that's a good response.
Well, me and Aaron, you right now, let me give you an example. Christopher Columbus. Yeah. You have countries like Spain. You have throughout the United States of America. They're reacting Christopher Columbus' landfall and making millions and millions and millions of dollars off it.
Yeah, yes, and they...
in the Bahamas, we discontinued Christopher Columbus, then we call it heroes. They all some nonsense. I mean, it's just pathetic
okay, so,
what we do in
but,
the Bahamas.
But so the problem is this. We should, right... We should have a reenactment of, and I got to go after this, a reenactment of Christopher Columbus's landfall, right? And still call it National Heroes Day because it's the indigenous people that are actually the hero in the scenario, right? So we should replay it and retell it as opposed to allowing, right, people in the United States to rely on George Bush Jr.'s words, which I heard come out of his mouth, that Christopher Columbus first made landfall in the United States of America. So I feel you. They making millions of dollars off the lie. We could be making millions of dollars off of the retelling of the truth. Thank you.
There's a great many jobs doing that. Many unemployed people will find something to do, but I don't know what these politicians be thinking, but they're visionless, and they don't have a clue on how to govern a country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. I want to say congratulations to Kino Wong, who's a resident of the constituency that I'm in. But now I'm upset because now, Mr. Wong, I can talk about you. I have to talk about you the same way I talk about all the other candidates and members of the political class. But I'm glad to see that you achieved your goal. Very glad to see that. Let's go to the phone line, then to some texts, and then back to BPL. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Did I miss you? I'm sorry that I missed you, caller. We're going to go to the text line right now, but just before that. So y'all notice what happened, right? We had an island-wide power outage on the coldest day of the year. Here's a quick text. Good day, and Chris Davis, then mess up Junkanoo, and now coming back to jack up the history of Stafford Sands. What is this brilliant idea of Clifton in its plantation state? Oh, man, texter. You know, perhaps the historian disrupted your preconceived notions about your history. And there is discomfort in the troubling of the past, right? The troubling of the lies. But yes, these are going to be uncomfortable moments because we're going to have to reimagine our past. He's offering an opportunity to do it rooted in your ancestral experience, as opposed to a history dictated by political expediency. Let's go to the phone line, producer. We got you coming right now, caller. Oh, I'm sorry, I miss you, caller. Okay, let's get to the next text. Good morning, Aaron and Bahamas. Aaron, it ticks me off with BTC because they can't seem to get the system up and running to let you know how many minutes is on your phone before you decide to top up. It is only when you top up that you know. I believe that this is intentional, and I am really ticked off. Okay, so, caller, give me 3 seconds. *200#. Then you select the first option. That gives you the option to check all your balances. And then you can go back in and top up, or if you have to top up. But *200#. Select the first option for all balances. Good morning, caller.
Green.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. Good morning to Bahamas. I'd like to address the comments by the last caller, which spoke to the whole saga of Christopher Columbus. As a member of the National Heroes Committee.
Yes.
I think we need to set the record straight because it was never, ever our intention to quote-unquote revise history. It is our intent to tell the true history of our people. And that caller who misrepresents the intention needs to be corrected and the information needs to be accurate. We never talked about taking anything away in terms of a holiday from Christopher Columbus. What we in fact said was that if we cannot find a holiday to celebrate our heroes, then we will take the one that is of no use to celebrate a character like Christopher Columbus, who is far from being anybody's hero and actually caused tremendous devastation to the people of this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was the intent.
Mm-hmm.
And so to misconstrue it, to talk about the benefits to tourism and all of that foolishness, makes absolutely no sense.
I got you.
If we wish to speak to the truth and speak truth to power, then we would recognize that Christopher Columbus had no good intention for the people or this on this part of the world. As a matter of fact, because of his coming, more than even native inhabitants of these islands were annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made way to bring the African slaves to this country so that they could better endure the climatic conditions of this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get the history straight. And yes, we want to teach the true history. We want people to know what actually happened. So yes, if tourists will come for the truth, then let them come, as they should come for the truth about what happened out at Clifton, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not going to tell lies to our people about the good that Christopher Columbus did and what he did not do. As a matter of fact, this man was looking for the East Indies. He was lost, guided by the Africans on his voyage.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that truth is being told.
Absolutely.
We need to teach the truth and speak truth to power. That is the intention. And I certainly hope that Bahamians discontinue trying to misinform and tell untruths about what the intention of the National Heroes Committee was in terms of achieving the National Honors Awards. Okay. Thank you very much for your
one quick question before you go, sir. I know the song Titanic and Shine, right? How
yes.
Shine was in New York before the news hit Fifth Avenue that the Titanic sank.
Yep.
We need a song about Columbus and Shine, because I have a feeling that Columbus was trying to go, like you say, to the East Indies, right?
Yes,
but Shine was trying to catch a ride back home to his cousins.
Sounds like something for Solo.
Yeah, but sounds like something for you too, sir.
That's a great idea.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think we've made our country listen to Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yes.
And I think you'll find a serious message there for all of us in this part of the diaspora.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so let's get into the headlines. Cold front leads to power outages across country. Power struggle erupts at BPL. I love those headlines. That's just how they ring off of each other. A social media post by Bahamas Grid Company producer prepped a call on Sunday during a New Providence blackout, and conversations with multiple individuals close to matters involving BGC and Bahamas Power and Light reveal an intensifying power struggle brewing between the two entities. I want you all to know that I didn't think that Alstom with an N could get any better. I didn't think we were going to see Alstom 3.0. See, Alstom with an M 2.0 was when the building, the people say, oh, we can't wait because the big pieces of concrete are falling out of the roof, and there's a question to whether the building was properly constructed or rehabilitated for a purpose. That was Alstom 2.0. I didn't think we were going to have Alstom with an M, not Alstun with an N, 3.0. I didn't think we were going to have it. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
I went to the hospital the other night with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She was feeling a little older. And we was in the hospital like up to like 6 hours, no doctor available.
Mm-hmm.
All they have is a nurse, and thank goodness for the nurses. They are so, you know, everybody's blamed the nurse on bad things, what has happened to the hospital. But really and truly, don't be no doctors. They need to get, the government needs to pay the doctors more money so that they could be there on time and have shift rotation. It is so bad in that hospital, Miss Green, that let me tell you, don't get sick and go to that hospital because you will die.
Listen.
It is horrible in our hospital. What we need to do in our hospital and our government and the government, they need to take all of their private insurance, unless they're paying for it by themselves, and let them start funding their own private insurance and let them start going to the public hospital because it's too bad.
What we have to do, they have to do. Because these are the systems they're responsible for. Why?
They need to let these doctors start paying for their own private medical.
Listen,
these politicians is destroying the country. They don't care nothing about the country. How in the world you have one doctor running the whole hospital at night, and you have about 15 nurses who don't know nothing, who can't help you. Only thing they can do is just. The doctors in here, we got to wait. They got to wait.
Man.
We need more doctors. Pay the doctors the money that they deserve. They went to school for more years than these politicians.
Yeah.
Pay the doctors the money so that we can have a better health system in the country.
Thank you, caller. Nation, I hope that your daughter is doing well now. Thank you for your call. Let's go to the next caller. Oh, boy, lines lit up. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just like to send sympathy for the young man who called this. Nah, he realized what it is, but without a nurse, our lives become a curse.
Mm-hmm. We need the nurses.
A nurse actually saved my life one time because she was the one that was there that actually could have placed the catheter in when the doctor was in there. This is over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But as it relates to history, as what Cleaver was talking about. I mean, I didn't get what he was saying, but I mean, Chris was not saying what Duncombe saying he was saying, but I could understand where Clee was coming from. But history must be told, big and bold, whatever unfold, it must be told. And hats off to you for actually remembering that we have an individual in the collective crisis. And I like your brains, like I said. Also, the fact that you had highlighted a way and a tactic, very skillful tactic to deal with this problem, which the nurses continue to work and the other unions cohesive together and find a strategic way to get the government to answer us or to respond to us instead of sitting in the House of Assembly or disassembly, beating on the desk as the country slips into a mess or a sea of calamity. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
As it relates to this weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bathed last night, you know. I bathed yesterday evening, you know, but not last night. But there's nothing wrong with skipping a bath. I don't understand why people... But the caller said to me when he said many black people didn't bathe. Why didn't the white people didn't bathe? I saw a white lady up on a cheap in Harbor Bay yesterday, and she was saying how cold it was. I mean, so nothing wrong with skipping a bath. This is not a rock. You understand me?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. But as it relates to healthcare, Ms. Green, it's very frightening. And, you know, the same way Lang is on the radio last week educating the public about finance and stuff, which is very beneficial, right? We need to do the same thing with healthcare. Somebody needs to address the problem. We need to be aware because healthcare is actually becoming a scale.
Yeah.
Give thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. And we know that when we're talking about the healthcare system, there are nuances, right? A lot of us are making broad points. We just say thank you to those who showed up, and we understand why those who didn't show up. We understand. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you still there? Did I miss you? I am so sorry. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Lady Green. What's happening this morning?
Everything is good. How you doing?
Fine. You get your picks. So you can't base that vote this time around.
But, man, listen, y'all don't think that because Kino Wong is running and I know Kino Wong, right, that they could make it easier for me. I know Kino and I know Adrian, but I still prepare to spoil my ballot if I am not impressed by, if they don't make an impression upon me that A, they making sense, B, they can realize and actualize the policy initiatives that they have framed. But more importantly, this is what you have to do to convince me to vote for you.
That sounds fair.
But let me tell you, so they could get a heads up. You have to show me that you have considered what it means to balance your obligation to yourself and your principles, to your country through the constitution and the principles it outlines, to your party and/or the cabinet, right, that appoints you, and the constituents. You have to show me that you have considered what it means to balance those obligations.
Well, I can tell you this cheek and tongue. Mm-hmm. You said that you know Mr. White and you know Mr. Wong.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, you know, you have something dear to your heart, the raccoons.
Yeah.
Put a raccoon in a cage with both of them, and the first one catch a raccoon, you vote for them.
But listen, I know what you... and guess what? We have the three W's. We got the three W's. White, Wong, and Weatherford.
Thank you.
Ring the bell.
I forgot. Graham.
Yeah, whoever catch the raccoon first, get my vote. I like it. Thank you very much.
But you can put one in the cage with Weatherford, do with Graham.
Yes.
That's a good move.
All three of them going into one cage with one raccoon.
Yeah, whoever gets a raccoon.
Could get my vote.
To get you. Good deal.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's go to the next caller. Boy, I wanted to ask him if he saw that picture of those three men with the, what y'all call that? That's the crab symbol? Anyway, good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, Ms. Green, you know, we face a bigger problem than what we call a singularity event.
Mm-hmm.
We have a government, right, that has yet to give us the state of the nation for which they promised.
Hold on, wait, because you notice that the thing that happened at the beginning of the year, you know what it felt like? It felt like somebody said, you know what, Prime Minister, it would look bad if you gave a speech at the Business Outlook. Right?
Yes.
Like that you gave an economic forecast at the Business Outlook before you spoke to the Bahamian people.
And they threw something together.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Right. See, but what happens is we have a collapsing energy system, which the economy depends on, education mm-hmm. system with insufficient teachers, a healthcare system that is failing, an infrastructure system that is breaking apart. And so the best way to
hold on, let me just add one more thing. And we have a system of governance where individuals don't understand what it means to be invested with authority or to operate with discretion. Go on.
But that comes under what is called a gap analysis.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that we've been fixing systems, and the typical or average behemoth have no idea what has to be fixed. So this is why they come with this pump and pondery and say, we've done this, 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 and this. So it's equivalent of needing $100, and every year, every week, you need $100 a week, but every week you put $85 on the bill, and it keep accumulating. Mm-hmm. And so we are now in a crisis because we have not ever gotten to the point that we have ever met the $100 need. So what we need is a government that's not afraid to come to the people and tell us this is where we are across all aspects of our governance, of what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Just use an example, right? An analysis would tell you that we probably need about $25 billion to put us where we need to be. But the problem with that is that if you don't have an economy to finance that $25 billion, then you're continuously patching the past. Because if you have a growth and you expect debt, all debt is not bad. Good debt mm-hmm. for growth is good. But if you could borrow what is necessary to put us where we need to generate that capital, but if you have a government who is afraid or incapable of actually understanding that thing we call governance, then we can never get an assessment of where we are, and we'll continue to buy buckets for what we need. You know, we have government repeat 12,000 homes. But do you know if you do an analysis, right, with the 30,000 work permit holders, the thousands and thousands of, residents, the current mm-hmm. people in town, and the growth, and what is the lack there is for inadequate home, because you know we're becoming a slum and a shanty town yeah. as a nation. And when you look at that, you'll probably come at about 40,000 to 60,000 homes. But we won't talk about that. We'll talk about some 1984 report, where we're in 2026. And so what we need to demand from ourselves and judge those who govern us and those who want to govern us on their ability to understand the dilemma we are, to tell us or promise us, at minimum, we'll have a gap analysis on every aspect of our governance.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then we, as a collective, can develop a strategy of where to go forward. It doesn't end in this. It requires, though, a 21st century mindset, because the tools, and Mark Monroe said it, no longer serves us. The tools of the past no longer serves us, and so we now need new tools and new leaders.
And see, absolutely. But you got to understand the tools of the past before you surpass them. All right, let's go to the phone line. I think this may be our last caller for the morning, and then I have a bunch of texts. Well, caller, I am sorry I miss you. Let's go through the text line quickly. Here's a text. While working on Arawaki at night at the water pumping station, it came down to 52 degrees. The men out there and I saw ice falling that melted as soon as it hit our hands, right? And from this article, weekend cold blast to bring near record lows. Mr. Nixon, who is the chief meteorological officer at the Bahamas Department of Meteorology, Orson Nixon, says, Mr. Nixon said forecast temperatures are approaching historic lows. For Grand Bahama on record, the low temperature we got was about 42. For New Providence, it's about 45 or 46. But we had a caller call in and say, you know, the record low, I think, for the north is 35. Wow. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You're on air. Hi, good morning.
Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First and foremost, it has been 571 years since we have been a country.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
It means that everything that we now must do, we must recalibrate all of our symbols, all of our symbols again, but we have to change.
Yes.
As to what we are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we
sir.
Cannot continue in the vein that we are.
I agree.
It is not conducive for us as a country.
Yes, sir.
And we must, as I said, change. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go on.
That's it.
All right. Listen, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for the contribution. 571 years since we have been a country. A country is separate from a nation, right? Things must change, and we have the capacity. In fact, we have an obligation, a duty, to ensure that we do change. Caller, let me run through the text line. I got to get these texts out. Here's a text that just went over Uncle's head that many folks don't have the privilege of taking a hot shower on demand. My heart goes out to the less fortunate among us. See, this thing of bathing before you go to bed is so that you don't track the day's germs into your bed, into your sleeping place, right? It's also for people who can't wash their sheets every day or every other day. You can't change your sheets, right? You try to keep them as clean as possible. All right, let me get... Morning, Aaron. My BTC internet has been off since the power outage yesterday, and it's still off. Wow, my neighbor has a live internet. His internet has been on since yesterday morning. Wow. The government is another text. The government needs to employ more physicians. Absolutely. Just putting it out there, NHIA providers are still owed 2 months of reimbursement. Are there any unpaid MPs or cabinet ministers? I just want to know. Are there any unpaid MPs or cabinet ministers? Also, looking at this picture here, the only person I like in this picture is Park O'Deal, because he ain't smiling. That's it. He ain't smiling. Good morning, Aaron. And the PM was the coldest with the nurses. I thought the opposition campaigned on a matter of trust. After all, the PM knew he don't trust the healthcare system in this country. When it was hinted that he had COVID, he went elsewhere for medical care. This is a prime example. Talk. The nurses, teachers, and law enforcement need to be respected. This government is nothing but a Muppet show. Do you all know the new, you see, Brave entered the Gambier House with a new cap on. It says, Safe with Brave. That's the campaign. Safe with Brave. Well, sir, I have my whistle. Remember you say I need to have a whistle to stay? I don't need you anymore. I have my whistle. Right? I have my whistle to stay safe with Brave. Here's another text quickly. I see you, callers. Give me a second. Good morning, Lady Green. Why did the PM go to London before coming to Grand Bahama to bring the unfulfilled promises to the people, and then the following weekend named his party candidates for Grand Bahama, Selah? How can we trust them? From Bahama, we are listening today. Thank you for that text. Miss Green, that 42 degrees for New Providence was more like 37 degrees. I lived in the States and know that wind chill factor. Listen, I telling you, I walk out my house yesterday and I was back in London. But the difference is when I walked back into my house, I wasn't in London where there's insulation and there's heating systems, right? We talk about class and privilege and even race. See, a lot of people think white people don't do that. They bathe them. No, it's cold, and those who can afford to do so do it, and those who can't manage, right? The real injustice is that we know that there is stark, great, grave inequality, income and wealth disparity, quality of life disparity. And it appears as if we're not doing anything to resolve that. We just gonna walk around saying the poor will always be among us. I don't even think y'all know what Jesus was saying, man. I gotta check him. I ain't checked my boy since God died. I got to check him. Anyway, there was lots I wanted to talk about today. PLP ratifies final 13 candidates. Cold front leads to power outages across country. PM says he's disappointed that nurses called in sick.
This I disappointed is Guardian too. Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.